Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
A whole new month. Yay! November! Fall is in full swing. All of the pumpkin everything is everywhere. And Christmas decorations are up already.
Over Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving first. We've just finished Halloween. Then comes Christmas and so on and so forth. So exchanging one season and one holiday for another. And exchange is our topic today, but on a very grand scale.
That's right. So 4-H, we have a lot of local opportunities. You know, if you want to grow in your capability, we have some state opportunities. Then it grows to national opportunities. But we also have international experiences within our program, and we had a 4-H'er take advantage of that here last year, and she's continuing her adventure. So I just wanted to highlight it a little bit and then talk about some opportunities that you can still continue to have here at the local level. So Tanis Normile, she's a rowdy wrangler. She's in Franklin County. I believe she goes to Ottawa School Districts. She hosted a Japanese exchange student. So a Japanese girl came over and stayed with them for 2 weeks. And Tanis just had a ball getting to know her culture. And she loved getting to know the American culture here. Things that we take for advantage, Tanis said, you know, like going to a football game on Friday night or going to barbecue, things that, you know, like we just don't think are our culture, but are. And she said she just loved the American culture and getting to experience the way that we live our life. I just love that Tanis has started this adventure because we were just talking the other day about where we live paints a perception of how we understand our world. If you want to grow your perception of the world and start really understanding the world around you, you have to put yourself in situations that put you outside of your norm, right? And to grow that perception. And Tanis is doing that. And so she has this whole understanding of Japan and how a Japanese girl sees it through her eyes versus an American girl that sees it through the lens of an American girl. And so anyways, what's really exciting about this, Tanis hosted this girl this summer. She is now in the process of going over to Japan and staying with this girl this summer. And so I can't wait. I hope we can get Tanis on to talk about this experience because it is life-changing. And like I said, it just, you know, when you get outside your norms, you realize that the world, that it is that small, you know, that we are all just people trying to grow up on this earth. You know, although our cultures are very different, at our core beings, we're really all the same. And so it's a really great experience for her to go on. And I guess I will give a shout out right now. The state is looking, if you're like, wow, this sounds like a really cool opportunity, Jessica. The state is looking to host summer. So if you're a family that wants to get involved internationally within the 4-H program, the first step would be probably hosting a Japanese exchange student before you go over abroad. That would be the next step in your journey. But I hope you reach out to the office if that's something that you're excited about, because the state is looking for host families this summer. So I just wanted to highlight that program this morning, that that's an opportunity in our 4-H program, and it's a really exciting one. What questions do you have for me, Audrey?
Oh, boy, where to start? I mean, what an opportunity and what an adventure. I don't suppose we could send a shopping list over with Tanis when she goes. All the cameras, take all the pictures.
Yes.
What is involved in the process of becoming a host family? What is required of you as a host family besides, hey, look, we've got a place for you to sleep that's not the floor?
That's a great question. So we do an initial intake of the family. As a 4-H agent, I do that. But also there's a staff member at the state level that kind of comes out, home visit. Just make sure that you're an appropriate family that a child can come and stay in. And there's some initial volunteer screening. We just have you fill out a simple form. We do an interview. Make sure that we do some background checks. Again, just making sure that you're a safe environment, a child over to live with you for the summer. I mean, that's a big ask, right, for a parent. And so, you know, we just want to make sure the checks and balances are there in place, that you're a safe place. But after that, once you fill out the application and you go through those initial kind of intakes, that's all the process really is. There are a few little hoops to jump through, but and then you're connected to the state level, and they will send you information from there.
Okay, and see if they can match you up with someone like, say, if your family is musically inclined and you're doing performances and stuff, maybe they'll have a student who is also interested in music, that sort of thing. Compatible interests and all?
Yes, yes. I think they definitely try to get those compatible interests. One thing I think is interesting is most of the, not all, but most of the Japanese exchange students that come here can speak English. I don't know if we could say that about American children that are going over to Japan. So I always think that's really interesting that, you know, that Candace has started to learn Japanese. She's just that type of girl. Mm-hmm. She's a go-getter and is out there wanting to just soak up all the learning that she can.
Very true.
But I always think that's interesting that most of them have a basic understanding of the English language and can kind of navigate within it a little bit.
And they'll have some pretty good exposure once they're here.
Right.
And realize that, wow, English is... English is weird, and depending on where you are, it gets even weirder.
Yeah, we have a lot of slang here, is what I've been told.
Yes, and dialects and everything else.
Right.
Well, that sounds like a marvelous opportunity for just about anybody. And like you said, the idea of being able to alter your perspective a little bit and see things through a completely fresh set of eyes.
Yes, for a new lens.
Yes, definitely broadening your horizons there. Hopefully you'll get a chance to bring Tanis on for one of these, because I'd really like to hear her side of this.
We will work on that, because I think she would be a great storyteller of her adventure, for sure.
100%. Looking forward to it, and looking forward to more updates next week. Thank you very much, Jessica. I appreciate the information, and always have a good time talking to you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell.